Earth extends 6 inches of aura. And in that 6 inches is the domain of archetypes and the domain of functioning laws, of principles. This is the domain of energetic mechanics, of the collective unconscious. When you want to shift any of the activities on the earth, this is where you go, into the domain of the energetics. Someone who could see clearly, who really wanted to defy gravity, who really wanted to move something with the speed of light, would learn these laws, would learn to work up here in the higher altitudes, would come up here. And what Newton did was he was able to see one of those laws, take it down and articulate it, and say, here is a principle that is universal. It's true for me, it's true for you, no matter who we are, no matter where we live, it is a governing functional principle. It's called gravity. That's what I shall call it. I'll go to the word Latin, gravis, to give weight to thought. Okay, now what's the consequences of that for the whole? He lived at the beginning of what we call the age of reason, the age of enlightenment. Now, it's delightful to think that if this was the beginning of the age of reason, what was the age before it? The age of non-reason or unreason? Or if this was the beginning of the capacity to reason, what did people do before that? And that's what I want you to just ponder for a second, because it affects you. It affects where we're going with this material. It affects the journey that I'm taking you on. Because in effect, we're at the end of this age of reason now. We've come to the end of the age of enlightenment, of which Newton was a part in terms of the beginning. We're at the end of this age of gravity. It's time for us, in effect, to take the gravity out of our thoughts, to take the weight out that he had put in. Prior to that time of enlightenment, it was a more mystical age. It was a time of Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross and Francis of Assisi, and it wasn't that it wasn't an intellectual age. There were brilliant people who lived, Hildegard of Bingen and wonderful scholars, and Peter Abelard and Eloise and wonderful scholars who lived during these times. However, how they approached their theology, how they saw the fundamental cosmos, was through a more mystical soul lens. Their priorities were very much governed by a relationship with God as a priority. That their reasons for their interior life, though many were laden with superstitions, nonetheless, they had a very God-centered life. And the principle of God was active everywhere. So during that time, it would have been not out of character to have profound interior mystical experiences of hearing deep interior guidance and sensing that it was far more normal than abnormal. But once the age of reason came, Isaac Newton, once gravity was put into thought, once we decided to give weight to thought, to remove ourselves from the soul compass and take up residence in reason, we shifted our relationship with the cosmos. We shifted our understanding of what made us sick.